I'm country. Take me to D flat C sharp, dog. We like black keys. We like black keys. Stuff like, I'm a soldier in the army. We went to the same church. To the same church. You know, I'm a soldier in the I'm a soldier. Let's go, let's go. Everybody clap your hands. I got about 2 minutes and let this go. Y'all ready? They would sing this, mom. I don't know why they would say. They would say, if I die, let me die in the, like, why would you say that? If I die, let me die. Say, if I die, let me die. Yeah. If I die, let me die. Sunday morning, everybody clap your hands. I feel churchy. I feel content. Huh. Yeah. 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 Everybody clap your hands. And I didn't understand the songs. And so another song will come out of the blue. Some of y'all may not know this, you may. They will say, something on the inside, working on the outside. Oh, what a change in my life. I told you, something on the inside, working on the outside. Oh, what a change in my life. And then we'll do it. Everybody clap your hands. Moving around, clapping my hands and jumping, and I'm like, bruh, these songs are really, really good. So somebody will jump up and then you'll hear another one like this. They will say, living, he love me. Come on, church, hey. Freed me forever. One day is coming back. Glorious day. Living, he love me. Da-da-da-da, say it. Baby, he carry my sin forever. Free me forever. Come on, y'all. One day. Let's go, agape. Here we go. Everybody come here. What you done for me? You say what? Jesus, I'll never say. How you what? Oh, Jesus, I'll never forget. No, never.
Come on, y'all. Y'all know God is a good God. We gonna roll with the punches. I don't know what's happening. I'm gonna tell you. I appreciate trouble, because it tells me that I'm in the right place at the right time, doing the right thing. I want to thank everybody that joined us last night for our Tune Up Tuesday Bible study. Question and answer night was, as usual, off the chain with the amazing questions you all had to ask. Thank you all so much for being a part of what God is doing here. Remember, we're praying for the 106 challenge every day. We're trusting God with the tent and expecting God to do great and marvelous things through and for the ministry. We always see in the comments, champions, champions, champions. That's just not about membership of the church. That's literally just about everybody being a part of what God is doing and knowing that we live a victorious life through Christ that gives us all of the power, the glory, and the honor. Today's scripture reference, today's text is coming out of Proverbs. It's going to be Proverbs 3 and verse 5. Proverbs 3, verse 5. Very familiar passage. We quote it all the time, but God gave this word to me. the title is Not My Circus, Not My Monkeys. Trust in the Lord with all of your heart and lean not to your own understanding. I always believed that and heard that, and I've heard it quoted, and I've heard people explain it. I've heard all of this stuff. But y'all, this is what God gave me today about this verse. I was doing some stuff, just chilling with my daughter this morning, and I didn't know what she was crying about. I didn't know what she was whining about. I didn't know what was going on. You know, when they can't speak, you know, you willing to give them the whole house, the car, and everything just to just stop whining. And y'all, what she really wanted, watch this, y'all. What she really wanted wasn't the pacifier. It wasn't the bottle. It wasn't to be changed. It wasn't for the TV to be turned on. She literally just wanted me to hold her. That's all she wanted. And I'm like, oh my God, I don't know what you want. I don't know what you want me to do. But I'm telling you that it blessed my soul that when I grabbed her and held her in my arms, she just went straight to sleep. No pacifier, no nothing. Didn't care about a blanket. She just wanted to be in my arms. And guys, God gave me a revelation through that. And why would you use this verse for that? Because it's about trust, y'all. It's about letting go. It's about understanding. It's not my show. It's not my concern. It's not my season to take on everything and control everything. It's not my circus, and it's not my monkeys. I don't care what happens in the grand circus of life. It's not mine to control. Why? Because I'm trusting in Him. I'm giving it over to Him. My daughter taught me today that guess what? When all of life seems to go crazy, find a way to get in daddy's arms. Oh my God, y'all don't want to shout with me. I'm about to pull out the little bit of hair I got. I need to get a haircut. I'm celebrating about it. I'm shouting about it. I'm thanking God for this one revelation that God dropped on me early today. It was literally this. Don't let what you got going on, what you're dealing with you, what you're seeing come your way. Don't let that distract you from what God has coming. Don't let it get in the way. Because guess what? When life seems to be throwing you curveballs, when life seems to be going crazy, find a way to get in daddy's arms. What does that mean? Trust in the Lord with all of your heart. Guess what, y'all? But don't lean into your own understanding. What that mean? When you can't figure it out, keep trusting. When you don't know what He's doing, keep trusting. When you can't see your way out, keep trusting. In all your heart, lean not to your own understanding. Don't try to figure this thing out. Don't try to see how God's going to do it. Don't try to be where God is headed. Don't do none of that. What do I do in this season? I just keep going with God. It's not my circus, not my monkeys. Why did they do this? Not my circus, not my monkeys. You need to learn how to let go. And what my daughter taught me today is that when you let go, don't let go in the wrong place. Get in your daddy's hands. Get in his hands. Get in your father's arms, and he can hold you. Y'all, she went to sleep in my arms sitting downstairs. She woke up. She was in her room. She was covered up. She had a pacifier beside her. She had a bottle waiting for her. Because when you do your role, when you handle your part, the father comes in and he grabs a hold of his part and he starts making things happen while you sleep, while you rest. He can do stuff while you're in your zone. He can change your life. What are you trying to say, preacher? I am just trying to tell you this, and I'm through. I'm out of the way. I'm not going to be before you long today. All I'm trying to tell you is this. Don't let what people say and do hinder you. Trust in the Lord. Whatever you're dealing with, whatever you got going on, whatever you're facing, whatever you're thinking about, whatever is coming your way, whatever, just get into his arms and lean. Don't lean on you. Lean on him. Y'all, guess what? Because when she laid in my arms, guess what? I was big enough to hold her. I've been through enough that I can keep her in my arms, that I can protect her, that I can shelter her, that I can keep her, that I can make sure that she's all right. This ain't about telling you that I'm a good dad. I don't need any other certification to say that. What I'm trying to tell you is that while I was doing it, I seen what God has done with me. That when I got crazy and got cranky, he didn't do anything to change, watch this, my situation. He quit letting other people make me think that my situation needed to change for me to be good. What he did was grab me and put me in his arms. and he held me close. Oh my God. Kirk Franklin said, so I wouldn't let go. Let's go to God in prayer. God, I love you. I thank you. I adore you. Thank you for this day. Thank you for your people. Thank you for the authority, the power of your the clearness of your voice in every area, in every stage, in every day of our life. God, we love you. We honor you. We adore you. Thank you for your people. Give us strength. Give us the understanding that we can lean and depend on you, that we see you in every area of our life. God, you're able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we can ask or even think. And God, we just ask you to keep being the awesome God that you are, in the only name that matter, the Christ that died on Calvary's name. We do pray and ask these things. Amen. I love you all. We don't have a praise break today because it's been technology's issues. We're going to fix it and clean that up. See you all tomorrow at noon for another devotion. I'm out.